June of the next year, we became a refugee welcome zone,
yes,
which was a pretty proud moment for our region because we've actually, going back to what I said earlier, we've actually reinforced the fact that we are a community built on people coming from all parts of the globe.
Yep.
And now we're saying as a community, you know, we're a very welcoming community. Let's welcome these people here.
Yep.
So that was really a defining moment, probably in my political career, I have to say, was that meeting. And then to open my eyes up.
You're listening to Who Is My Neighbour, a podcast by You Belong Australia. Each episode, you'll join with Sorgul and Warren to meet some of Australia's newest neighbours. You'll hear their stories, listen to their hopes and dreams, and discover the incredible courage and inspiration they bring to our communities and richly diverse Australian culture. You'll also learn from some more established Aussies too and the joy they've found living and working alongside our refugee and migrant background neighbours.
Hello and welcome again to another episode of Who Is My Neighbour? Today we'll be hearing from the Toowoomba Regional Council's Deputy Mayor, Councillor Jeff McDonald. Jeff has been a very strong advocate of the council working with people from different languages and cultures, and a very strong supporter of refugee integration here in Toowoomba. And it'll be very, very interesting to have a chat with Jeff about why he feels it's so important and what he thinks we as a community can do to make Toowoomba an even more welcoming place. So I hope you enjoy this. Welcome, Jeff McDonald, Deputy Mayor of Toowoomba Regional Council. Thank you for joining us on Who Is My Neighbour?
Who Is My Neighbour? I love it. I've watched a few episodes, Warren. I have to say, this is a great way to finish 2021 for me.
Yes.
Because it's been a phenomenal year for many reasons. But to come together and to talk about a very important part of our region, it's a great way to finish 2021.
Yeah. So tell us, Jeff, as the Deputy Mayor, as I said, what is it, from the council's perspective, that is so important about the refugees and the migrants that we have here?
Yeah, look, it's interesting, isn't it? And if you wind the clock right back to, you know, our first inhabitants of this land, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, and then, of course, we had new arrivals from all over the world.
Mm.
So we often talk, and it sometimes bemuses me, we talk about refugees and migrants as if it's a new thing.
Yeah.
Yet our nation is built on the back of migrants and refugees.
Yes.
So we should actually be celebrating that.
Yeah.
And I think as a region, we do it pretty well. There's some things we can certainly do better, but I think we do it pretty well. And I guess that's the progression of society, is that we have an opportunity with wonderful services, great place to live, you know, all the opportunity that one could imagine to come to a new area. It's right here in the Toowoomba region. So we're in a great position to be able to open up and allow those folk who've come from all corners of the globe, like they did way back when, to let that continue on and then integrate into our fabric that will just continue to grow stronger. You know, it's like a weaving basket, an Indigenous lady's basket weaving, where there's so many strands that overlap and overlap, and as they overlap, they get stronger and stronger. And I'd like to think that our Toowoomba region is very much like that woven basket, that it is strong, that we stick together and we can help each other out. And each of those strands aren't very strong on their own, but collectively they are. So I think that's what makes us pretty special.
Absolutely. So it's like Toowoomba Region, and the Regional Council has been leading this in many ways, as you know, has been very proactive about making Toowoomba a place that is welcoming to refugees. People from other parts of Australia would perhaps be a little surprised by that, I think, because Toowoomba is thought of as a regional, up the back of Brisbane sort of thing.
Yeah, plenty of people don't know about it, actually.
Well, where is Toowoomba?
Gotta be honest.
Where is Toowoomba anyway? So what led that kind of move for council to be so proactively, let's actually make this happen rather than let's just see what happens?
Yeah, I think if I could probably I guess be indulged just for one moment.
Absolutely.
And so I was first elected in 2012.
Yeah.
And one of the first meetings of officers that I had in council was with Roberto Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Roberto's a remarkable human being. You know, his history of where he's from the Philippines, his skill set that he brings to the table, yet he's working in community development in the multicultural area of council. So that was the first interaction I'd had with a council officer. And it struck me straight away that we need to do more for our migrants and refugees and new arrivals from other areas. And he spoke to me about refugee welcome zone and how it had happened. So we caught up with Mark Copland, who's a great supporter of everything multicultural, and we started that conversation and worked out what it was. So it was 2012, and of course in June of the next year we became a refugee welcome zone, which was a pretty proud moment for our region, because we've actually, going back to what I said earlier, we've actually reinforced the fact that we are a community built on people coming from all parts of the globe, and now we're saying as a community, you know, we're a very welcoming community. Let's welcome these people here. Yep. So that was really a defining moment, probably in my political career, I have to say, was that meeting. And then to open my eyes up to the just enormous skill set that people bring to our region that we don't have as a nation, and their understanding and willing to learn, willingness to work and what have you. So that was probably the defining moment. And of course the momentum has built and built and built through there. And now we are regarded nationally, definitely, but maybe even internationally as a place for people to come where they're welcome, they're safe, and they can go about their business and it, quite often, you know, start a new life and look forward to what that may bring.
Yeah. Well, as you say, Jeff, we have, through a number of our interviews we've had this year, heard those really positive comments about Toowoomba leading the way nationally and indeed internationally. And I guess, I'm not sure really how to, if you can put your finger on this is why it happened, why it really worked, but what do you think? Why is it that Toowoomba's been so successful?
Oh, look, I think there's almost like an envelope of compassion in our community. Okay, so we see it at a variety of events, whether it's at the Language and Cultural Festival, which is absolutely an amazing event, and Giddy has to take full credit for that, Giddy House. But we see it whether it's in the mayoral carols even. You know, the prayer breakfast that the mayor has. We see it in so many different areas. But the networking communication between emergency services, the groups that come together for Safer Toowoomba Regional Partnerships, there's a little plug right there. You know, the interagencies that come together. There's a thread that binds them all, and that thread is compassion. And I honestly think that, you know, amongst everything else, all the good things that we have, I hope we are our most compassionate region, and I think that's the telling factor.
Yes. I think also, from my perspective, looking in the community, we have a really powerful Chamber of Commerce. You've been involved with that in the past as well, and a lot of community groups that are all working in the same direction rather than butting heads, particularly in terms of trying to make this a welcoming community. So I think that makes a difference. Is there a way that that you've seen, like, is it calling meetings of those people, or is it much more relational that makes that work?
I think a lot of success of what we've done is around relationships between people. That really fundamentally is what it is, and that relationship has then starts with trust. It starts with, you know, and that just flows through. So, you know, it's hard to get such a diverse group of people sometimes in the room at once.
Yes.
But you can certainly get them in their different groups. So as an example, the Nepalese soccer tournament or football tournament was on the weekend. And we welcomed, you know, 16 teams from all across Queensland to come to Toowoomba for the first time. This is the first time it's been held in Toowoomba in, I think it's 10 years. So that's fantastic for the Nepalese community. But what I'd love to see then is to have the other communities get involved, you know. So, and I think that's our next phase, is to have that integration of cultures. And certainly the Languages and Cultural Festival does a great job of bringing a lot of those cultures together. But I think, you know, council has a fundamental role in actually making sure that happens. So, you know, through the introduction of the Multicultural Advisory Committee that James O'Shea brought, now he's heading the Environment Community. You know, I think that goes a long way towards helping that as well. So there's a variety of things. I don't think it's just one element. I think there's a multifaceted where we need to just keep working on it. You know, relationships are things that need working on. They're not, you don't just get to a phase and say, well, that's it. fixed. That's fixed. You know,
I
far
agree.
From it. Totally, you know, it just needs to keep moving, whatever relationship that is. And I think we do that pretty well.
Yeah. Jeff, we from You Belong, of course, are just one organisation in Toowoomba working with refugees, either directly or as a part of a larger cohort. But there are many, many others, of course. I'm wondering, can you just explain for everybody who's involved, whether it's in a big organisation or a small organisation, what they can do to connect with council and sort of work together rather than working separately? What's the avenue that they would follow?
That's a very good point. And I think that's where council can play a role. Council shouldn't be a fixer necessarily of issues, but it should be an enabler to get people to work together. Mm. So there's a couple of different ways. First way is, of course, connecting through to Roberto Garcia, who's our multicultural officer, and he does a fantastic job. And he will work with different groups, bring them together, and troubleshoot.
Yes.
The second, there's probably a few different ways. Mm. Second of which is the multicultural advisory committee, which is new.
Yes.
And all of our advisory committees are actually open to the public to attend.
Yeah.
And they get advertised on our website.
Okay.
So if you're not actually on the advisory committee itself, you still can attend those meetings. And once those names are listed, you can contact each of those people and they can bring issues to the table or opportunities to the table.
Yeah.
And probably the third way is to make sure that you actually know yourself, what is out there.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Safer Toowoomba Regional Partnerships is a great place. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an interagency group, variety of different areas, and I can be contacted just through the council chambers in regard to that and be contacted through there.
Sure.
But look, I think they're probably three pretty simple ways that people can get involved, and they're independent from groups, they're a collective. They're not one particular area.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that personality, it comes down to that personal relationship as well, there's, someone said to me many years ago, you know, there's too many conflicts of interest in these areas, you know, because they're specific.
But yes.
There's only one thing worse than a conflict of interest, and that's having no interest.
That's well said.
And so we actually do have a lot of people with a lot of interest in this space.
Yes.
And corralling that energy, enthusiasm and passion
is
the phase that we're in my opinion, in our community. So that's where this advisory committee, Roberto, but connecting into different groups that are broad, like Safer Toowoomba Regional Partnerships, is a good way to go.
Yeah, fantastic. That's good advice. Mm. So what about moving forward then? What do you see? You mentioned before about in the next phase. What does that phase look like to you?
Yeah, look, I guess we all like to dream of...
Dream a bit, go. Feel free.
Of, an internationally recognised place of peace and harmony, which has been driven quite somewhat by Pure Land Learning College, and they do a terrific job. Mm. But I think, you know, we need to have those ambitious goals. Mm. We need to be there. But then you need to define what does peace and what does harmony actually look like.
Yes.
And it can mean different things to different people. Mm. You know, so I think it's fantastic to have a moniker, if you like, or something to aim for. But we need to then define what that actually means. And I actually think that's where we're at the moment.
Okay.
We need to have that collective view. And that may be something that, you know, the advisory group can actually look at, is to say, well, how do we get peace and harmony onto a page and then into the community so they understand what that actually means.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've seen, even through this year, through, you know, people not having to get together through COVID and other things, and, you know, that's an ongoing battle for us as a society.
Sure. Yes.
So we need to have a common thread that brings us together. And that peace and harmony idea is a good common thread.
Mm.
I don't think anyone can deny that they'd love to live in that sort of a place.
Mm.
So I think that's our challenge, is define what that means, get agreement around community what that means, and then we all push into that direction.
Sure.
And I think if we get that nailed, we'll be in a pretty good place.
Indeed. Mm. So if individuals, for example, listening, who aren't actually engaged in a group themselves but are still interested in getting involved, they can still get involved with the advisory group with their opinions on...
Definitely.
You know, this is what I think peace looks like.
Yeah, it's a good point. Maybe something that we need to do more as a council is actually make sure that people know that we have advisory groups, and obviously you have you know, cap numbers on those for efficiency in meetings and what have you, but they are still available. I also have the great pleasure of chairing the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Advisory Committee, and we've had, we've had probably 8 meetings this year, and every meeting we've had outside people out of the committee who've come and expressed their concerns or views or actually just wanted advice from the advisory committee, and it's been invaluable. Very much so, because we've got some really skilled people around that room on the advisory committee. Blend that with some questions and and looking to help, and all of a sudden you start to really get a momentum up, you know, of what you can achieve. So I think that's probably something we could probably build on a little bit in regard to some of those committees.
Yeah, and I guess just raising awareness as well. I
mean, exactly.
People, you know, there's so much news about everything at the moment that it's hard to find out.
Look, you get absolutely bombarded with it. You really do, you know, like as an example of that, we have at any given time probably 3 or 4 bodies of work that are out for community consultation at any given time. Now, if someone's really interested in each of those, that's nearly a full-time job for them to respond, to understand what it's about. When you're talking a planning scheme, for instance, you know, that's a big body of work. So we need to make sure that we almost put them in smaller chunks, if you like, bite-sized pieces, so that you get the best bit of feedback. But and advisory committees do provide a bit of that.
Okay, so that way you can sort of focus on a specific area of that big problem.
Exactly.
That someone might have a particular opinion or expertise on.
That's right.
So all these contact details, Jeff, they're all through the web. Is that the
all
best way to go?
All on the council's website.
Go on trc.gov.au.
We'll just type in Toowoomba region.
Yep.
It'll come up and navigate you through. It's actually a pretty good website, I have to say. One little thing that
Absolutely.
Something that really grabbed my attention.
Yes.
We've been running in concert with the LLA. We've been running with Jane. We've been running a emergency services evening for migrants and refugees to come in. Emergency services information.
Yeah.
And I went to the last one this year just to see what it was like, you know, and there's a variety of nationalities in the room, okay? Yeah. Most can speak a reasonable English to work their way through. Mm. And there's Syrian, there was Sudanese, there was all, you know, all parts of the globe, you know. And I was thinking to myself, we're going through what a disaster looks like in Australia compared to where these folk have come from. And I was thinking to myself, seriously? We're telling these folk what they need to do? And the questions they were asking were phenomenal, you know. I can't believe that the government will actually have a place for us to stay. I can't understand. How does that happen that they'll give us food and water? I can call the police. I can call the fire. But
they will come.
They couldn't grasp that, you know. So we're very fortunate where we live, you know. And when you go to those sorts of things and hear their stories, you know, it's far from a disaster what they're learning of what we do.
Yes.
You know, so, and that was a real eye opener. And that's where I think we can learn more going forward as well, you know, and actually not repeat things of the past and actually learn from it.
Indeed.
And I think that's a good one.
Indeed. And exactly my experience there, Jeff, when I have spoken with people who are more recent former refugees have come recently and they talk a little bit about their experience. I sort of think, boy, it puts everything into perspective, doesn't
it? Exactly. You know, someone thinks that they're hard done by for some reason. So everything's got to be put into perspective with all of this, you know. And and the greatest propensity for human beings is to assume someone's situation, you know. And it's probably the greatest downfall of the human race, you know, rather than going in there with a clear slate of saying, well, Warren,
tell me about yourself.
You know, rather than saying, oh, yeah, Warren, well, I've got him worked
out. I've got
him. Okay, I know what he is. Exactly. And then they tell you the story, and it just blows you away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just phenomenal.
Phenomenal. It is, absolutely. Well, Jeff, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in. We, as an organisation, really appreciate the work that you do, personally, and also the council, and wishing you all the best for the future.
Thank you, Warren. No, it's been an absolute pleasure. You belong to an awesome job. We're very grateful, and that's one of the very good reasons why we are such a welcoming place, because we have organisations like You Belong here doing great work. So thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Councillor Jeff McDonald. I certainly did. It was very interesting to me, I think, to hear a little bit about the history of this city, Toowoomba, and the region surrounding it. and how it first opened up to be proactively engaged in trying to make Toowoomba a welcoming place for refugees. And as Jeff rightly noted, I think, Toowoomba has been a place where people from the beginnings of time, through all of Indigenous history indeed, has been a place of people coming and going and moving in and out. And it's really just a carrying on of that tradition. So the refugees that we currently have in the community aren't the first time that people have come from different places to settle here. And I think it's really nice to reflect on how Toowoomba has been really actively engaging in trying to make as many people feel welcome as they possibly can. Another thing that was of interest to me from the conversation with Jeff was his very strong passion for the importance of having people from different backgrounds, different languages, different cultures, different countries even. And that image he used of a woven basket, I think, is a really strong one. And each of us is different, and on our own, perhaps we're not so strong. But if we can weave those strands together and find a way to work together, we will be a much stronger community. And that very much resonates with my feeling as well. The other thing, well, there are many, many things that I take away from this conversation, but perhaps the last one I just wanted to highlight was that certainly here in Toowoomba, where Jeff McDonald and I live, there's this very openness to people in the community to engaging. So these are not decisions that are made by the council and nobody gets to have any say, or a decision made by a committee of the council and nobody has anything to say. In actual fact, council have opened the doors, as it were, and welcome people from the community to come. So if you have some experience that you'd like to share, if you have some thoughts about how we can make this a better and more welcoming community, about how we can enhance that message of you belong and this is a part where we're all in this together, then you don't need to just sit back and think that. Council are really actively encouraging people to get involved, to say something, to ask a question or to provide some information. So I think that's really encouraging as well. So Jeff spoke a little bit about his dreams for the future and a place of peace and harmony and how important it is for us to try and understand what that means. And I hope that you feel encouraged to participate in that conversation as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Who Is My Neighbour? To learn more about the work of You Belong Australia, just head to youbelong.org.au and find out all the ways you can get involved and empower refugees to integrate and thrive. Lastly, would you help support this podcast simply by sharing it with others? You can also write a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or subscribe to us on YouTube. Yes, we are a video podcast as well. Well, thanks again for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Who Is My Neighbour?